Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Golding.com. How are you? Everything's a bit weird, isn't it? I don't really know what to talk about because I feel like I should be talking about Russia invading Ukraine, but I don't really know what to say about that, apart from the fact it's absolutely terrible. So I hope that you are okay and aren't too affected by it, and hopefully it will be over soon. But this episode will hopefully bring some light relief, wink wink nudge nudge, to your ears. I've got the lovely Charla and Nina on from Sex, the podcast with Charlie and Nina. They are the Two Girls One Shop, well, they're not a shop, but they're from the Two Girls One Shop podcast that I've had on before, but they've started a new podcast now called Sex, which came out on Friday. I've just listened to the first episode and it made me laugh very much, and also hold my face in terror at the stories they told and say, oh my God, quite a lot. So yeah, check it out. It's on all good podcasting platforms. I found it through the Acast link on their Instagram profile. But yeah, it's called Sex with Charlie and Nina, and me and my old mate Nikki from the Epic Mum Chat went on. I think we're going to be on episode 2, which will be out next Friday. This is when we recorded this at the lovely Hellfire Studios in Southend. Thank you very much. If you are in need of a recording space in Southend, then head to Hellfire Studios. They're amazing. You can find them on my Instagram as well. And yeah, so we guested on their podcast and then I got them on mine. So this is that result. But we had a good old laugh.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hope you enjoy it, and I'll talk to you in a bit.
Work. work.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm excited. Today, I'm joined by the very lovely Charla and Nina from Sex. The podcast.
Formerly Two Girls, One Shop.
Formerly Two Girls, One Shop.
Good afternoon.
And Nikki.
Oh, I just came along with the snacks.
So we've just guested on Sex.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting.
Oh, it was really, really good, I thought.
It was really good, wasn't it?
It's a really good episode. It's a really, really fun chat. We just laughed, didn't we?
When will it come out?
First week of March, okay. I think, that one.
So this will probably come out before that one, so you'll have something to look forward to. But we're in a studio in Southend, Hellfire Studios. It's the first time I've ever done a podcast in a proper studio, and it's 2 years since I started, nearly.
Oh happy anniversary. Happy
Thanks very much. So this is quite...
How are you enjoying the professional setup?
I like it.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, she can get used to this.
It feels like something proper rather than just me doing something. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And it's nice that it's just all there and done, isn't it? You just walk in, chat, and then leave.
Yeah.
Which is exactly how I treat every encounter.
So, Sex. So, because obviously you did the Two Girls, One Shop. Has that finished now? Or is it on, you're just taking a break to do this one?
No, we're finished, I think.
Yeah, okay. We've retired the Two Girls, One Shop.
Yeah.
It's still on there.
Yeah, it's still on there. Yeah, it was always going to come to an end anyway, right from the very beginning, because we got made redundant from the sex shop during lockdown. So it was kind of, we had our best stories ready.
Each
episode was a new story from the sex shop, like mental stuff. So, yeah, it was always going to reach a point where we'd run out of stories anyway. Yeah. And Stu's a busy man and we're busy women.
Yeah.
And it was really hard to find time once lockdown ended for me, Nina and Stu to all get together, the three of us to record it. And our lives, like mine and Nina's lives, are already set up anyway. So we do all of our stuff on the same days, so then we can spend time together on our free days, like our kids' setups with their dads are on the same weekends and stuff like that. So we've kind of set our lives up so we know when we're free.
But
then Stu's obviously a busy man, so it was just it was coming to an end anyway. We wanted to end on a high. We didn't want to drag it out and make it shit and being consistent and everything.
But you still wanted to carry on doing a podcast? Or did you just feel...
Yeah, it was weird, wasn't it? Because we were like, it's done now, let's not do it. And then we just got loads of support from people, listeners that were like, you can't stop.
Oh, that's so nice.
Otherwise, we would have probably stopped.
We would have just
We were just like... We weren't getting sick of it, but you know when you're like, you've committed to something, it's like when you commit to the gym and then you just think, oh, fucking hell, I've got to go to the gym.
And Stu was in like full support. He was like, yeah, you two, you're really funny. You girls do one together.
Yeah.
It'll be easier for you if it's just you.
Yeah.
And then, just everyone. Everyone was just kind of like,
please
you can't.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's just naturally about. Is there like a petition?
It was pure anger. Like, you can't do this to us. We need you.
Yeah.
It was like, that's someone actually said that it would be an absolute waste of talent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, talent?
What?
So I was like,
I agree, though, because you are really good and you are naturally really good.
Thanks.
And you've got something to say, so I think it's good. So was it really hard to come from the sex shop podcast to another sex? Were you like, what are we going to talk about?
We deliberated about it, and we were like, oh, do we have to talk about sex? But the general consensus is that everyone wants to hear about sex.
Yeah.
So it just...
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's into it, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everyone's into it.
Didn't we, from our latest Epic Mum chat, it's got the word sex in the title.
Yeah.
And it's had 75% more views than any other one on there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mad, isn't
it? My highest listened to podcast, I mean, it's one of the early ones, so it's been out for longer anyway, but the most listened to one is about sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think online dating, I think, but yeah, essentially about sex.
Because it's something everyone is doing. So there's always like that relatability to it. Because even when you stop dating, even when you meet someone, your friends are still dating or whatever. So
it's also just finding someone who's willing to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I know like in our sort of like line of work or whatever, we talk. We do talk. Yeah. But there's so many, many, many people. Like none of my friends would ever dream of coming on a podcast and talking about sex. They'd be mortified, horrified. Yeah. Like they might talk about other people, but they couldn't talk about themselves.
Yeah. But they'd want to listen to it.
They'd absolutely want to listen to it. People want to know if they're normal. People want to know like what is going on. And they're like really sort of interested in like, no, it's all that. So I think you're sitting on a gold mine.
I think as well, like everything that I know about sex has really been secondhand. So you start off at school and someone's like, oh, I kissed a boy, and you're like, oh my god, what was it like? And then you're getting all that sort of like misinformation because they're kids talking about something they don't know. But then as you grow through your friendship groups, and I mean, we ended up in a sex shop, so we heard about everyone's sex life, but people don't have that with their friendship groups. Like I don't talk about sex with really anyone else that I know.
Really?
No, I don't think so. No, I like, I mean, my sisters every now and then will talk about sex, so they don't want to hear about me having sex. They're just like, oh, shut up, you old woman.
Like, I talk with my close friend about sex, but we never used to. I remember, I think I said to you, like, I remember being on holiday, and I must have been about 19, and we were talking about masturbation, and like one of the group said, oh, does anyone masturbate? And we were all like, no. Like, we couldn't talk about it. But now, like, we share tips on vibrators, and she went on a date. She had the other day, and she phoned me up the next day, and she was like, it was all right, but the sex was a bit shit. Like, and she was going into great detail about what he did and why she didn't think that they'd. But I think that it's so important to talk about it because it's such a normal thing to do.
And it's important to talk about any subject. And how much better do you feel once you've offloaded something that's happened to your mate? But yet sex is not one of those things that people feel like they can offload to people, but they really desperately want to talk about it, even if it's something good. Not necessarily like, oh my god, the sex was shit, or he tried to like put his penis up my bum or whatever. Sometimes they just want to go, oh my god, it's fucking amazing.
He was telling her to stop moving.
Stop moving.
Does he want to go out with me? I'm like fucking a sofa cushion. I've heard that.
She said it was like we were getting into it, but then every now and then he'd be like, stop moving. You know, and I was like,
I have heard once someone said to me that they were having sex with someone and they were asking them to be like completely unanimated,
like a dead body.
Like dead, be dead.
Oh, we can't get into the dead body chat.
No, I know. Sorry to bring down the tone, like, again.
That will be out on the episode. It's very funny.
But,
but that is basically just masturbating, using another person to masturbate, isn't it? If you're telling them not to move, essentially.
Masturbating
into a person.
Yeah.
That's exactly what that is.
That's so fucking... Yeah, well, I mean, each to their own.
Well, yeah.
But I like talking about it because... It brings you closer, doesn't it, I guess. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And it's good to know that you're not the only person that has really fucking weird sex tapes.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
I know. I think it opens up the channels for other things to be said as well. Because if you can say to someone, oh, I had sex and it was really good or it was really bad, then if something that people consider on par with how awkward sex is to talk about, you'd be able to address a similarly awkward situation and tell someone about that as well. But it's when we don't talk about things that you feel like you can't tell anyone.
Because
if you just keep it in and shut it up, no one has to know. Done.
Everybody has such a fear of being different. And that's literally from young, like little kids, they relate to each other by going, oh, she's got the same lunchbox as me. I'm like that. So if you feel like you might be different, you feel that you're going to get rejected. And so there's that fear always. And if you, like, just give a little snippet of, I quite like it when they do this, and someone's like, oh, I do, and you're like, oh, thank God,
yeah.
because you just so want to be the same.
Yeah.
But sex is such a broad thing, and so many people like so many different things that you always think, is how I like it the weird thing?
Yeah.
Is what I do weird? Is my vagina weird?
Yeah. That's why we want to get a collection of people and people's experiences, so people yeah. can see how different everything is, so they... So it takes that pressure off of themselves when they are into something, or if they're not into something as well, because sometimes it makes you feel sort of insecure, like, because you're not doing the same as everyone
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Like, especially when that 50 Shades of Grey bullshit come out, mate. Oh, my God. Yeah. Everyone was getting fucking whipped. Everyone.
Yeah. Whether you liked it or not.
Get whipped.
No, I didn't either.
I was in a dry spell.
But when I remember when I first started on the apps, and some guy texts me just saying, "Oh, what are you into?" And I'm like, I don't know.
Someone respecting sex. Me.
Yeah. I just want to be respected by a man.
Yeah, and they're like, a new thing.
What do you mean? Freak.
Not in my
not
yeah.
But he just sent me all these fucking, what's the word, when you make something shorter?
Clip.
No, like the word when something's called something.
Abbreviation.
Yeah, abbreviations. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah. just sent me all these abbreviations. So I was like, I don't know what any
so
of that
to
means.
Put some work in. That pissed me off straight away. I'd see abbreviations and be like, I'm not even Googling them.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah, because there's one that's down to fuck.
DTF.
Yeah,
DTF. And I was like, DTF? Because I had the same thing, because I type and write and text how I speak.
Yeah.
So these abbreviations don't work unless I'm saying WTF, which is which you say.
Yeah.
I know about the abbreviations. It's weird, isn't it? And then you start learning them because you've been on it for too long.
Yeah. But then it was about, there's this whole world of stuff that goes on that I don't know about it, because I just, in my past, my partners and I haven't been that adventurous, I guess, or I've just never met anyone to introduce me into that stuff. But I was like, I'm up for stuff. I'm up for trying, as long as, you know, it's not terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know if I've just led a really sheltered existence and all this other stuff's like the norm, or if it's like a fashion.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point of what we want to do, because people think things are the norm and they think they're weird because they're not into things.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if you're into something, you kind of would know. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I fell over, grazed my knee, and didn't get turned on by that. So I know that I'm not into tortured.
Yeah.
Pleasure. But some people out there do hurt themselves and then think,
oh, okay.
Just bumped my head on a wall. That's sexy. Maybe I'll get my wife to ram my head into a
wall. But then a lot of things that, like, I end up thinking are sexy, I didn't know they were sexy until they happened. I was actually really embarrassing Stu by telling him that I'd seen a video of a guy with a black eye, and I thought, oh, okay, that's something I can subscribe to. But I didn't know that was hot until I saw it.
But was he a really hot guy?
Oh, yeah, obviously. It weren't just some freaking, like, toad,
tramp.
Was it? Yeah. Yeah. It's just a toothless guy walking down the high street. Oh, hello. So, you don't know. But I hate that, like, what are you into?
Yes.
I hate that. Like, lay it all out on the line. What are you into? You just think, like, surely there's... That comes later. I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. But get to just having some... normalish sex, and then be like, oh, do you know what would be really hot if you wore a gimp mask?
Do
it the way everyone else does it.
But I think that this particular guy was very much, he was into a certain type of thing, and he wanted to find someone to do that with.
Oh, there was no deviating from that.
Yeah, that was, it wasn't a relationship.
Surely
it was just, you know.
There must be.
And also, there's got to be a certain amount of trust if you're into some of these
absolutely.
Things. Because, you know, it can be quite dangerous, and you might find it sexy to be tied up, but it isn't sexy to be tied up by someone that you don't know.
Yeah.
So why are you laying it all out on the fucking line from the word go?
That's literally like my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
You know, like having my legs in some kind of like apartness and being stuck there and not being able to close them is literally like that would send me into an absolute tailspin.
Have you seen that? Is it called Gerald's Game?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that? It's a Stephen King. And this guy and his wife go away for like make or break holiday. I can't remember, he's having an affair or something. Anyway, it's a last ditch attempt.
Oh God, is it going to traumatise me?
Yeah, it will.
I'm ready. Yeah. And so they're trying to kink it up. Yeah. So his wife, some like housewife, really like straight laced. So he pulls out these handcuffs her to the bed.
Yeah.
Throws the key out the window, has a heart attack and dies
on her.
And the whole film is her on the bed.
Yeah.
Stuck.
It's really fucking stressful.
They're in the woods in the middle of nowhere as well, in like a cabin.
And he'd like turn off her phone or something like that as well, hadn't he? Because he was like, no more phones.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's so, so horrible. So and he like falls off the edge of the bed, so you actually don't see him, do you really?
Oh, at least he won't suck on her.
Yeah. Oh, it reminds me of that one really with Ryan Reynolds when he's in that coffin and buried underground. Because I'm claustrophobic. I felt like I was having a panic attack from start to finish. My heart rate did not go down. I did not enjoy.
It's mad, isn't it? How, like, things stress you out like that. And you know it's fiction, but you're just like, oh, my fucking God.
It feels so real.
I know. Yeah, it does at the time, doesn't it?
I do think, though, that getting back to what you said, like, you have got an idea of what you like. Like, I know when some things have been suggested to me and I'm a bit like, oh, no, I think it's not because I haven't tried them yet.
Yeah.
It's just because actually I'm like, no.
Well, when there's things like shitting and vomit and stuff, you kind of know where you're standing on that. Like, I wouldn't puke on someone.
I've got a price, you know.
How much? Got a price.
I would vomit on someone for a certain amount of money. It would be a fairly high amount, but 100%.
I'd vomit on someone, but I don't think I'd have them vomit on me.
That's the thing. I've like got no qualms with it, but they're like throw up on my dick, and you're like, how much?
Yeah.
And they don't want to pay for it.
I thought that was the thing that happened by accident. Someone once threw up on a guy's dick, and then you liked it.
Well, you'd think that it
was because it's like, oh, it was so big. It literally made her sick.
Yeah, it weren't the girth, it was the smell. I know, it's just sick. And then what are we doing with sick? This is the only thing that stops me from going that way. It's like, it's the logistics of shit and piss and sick.
Yeah.
It's afterwards, he ain't fucking cleaning it up. It's going to be a me job, isn't it? Yeah. I'm not.
It's a pink job.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Have to do it outside and then just leave it.
Or in a hotel.
Stand in the garden just like...
Yeah. Or come into our sex shop and do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like everyone else does.
Yeah, like everyone else does.
What?
Did you have to clean up after them?
I've cleaned up after every bodily fluid you can imagine.
Yeah.
Some guy walked up to the till, threw up in his hand and then ate it.
Yeah. It's 9 a.m.
Did you just stand there looking at you? Or did he leave?
It was like,
oh, sorry about that. I
just quickly gobbled it up. Like, it was visibly sick in hand.
Oh, my God.
We used to have, like, curtains in the dressing rooms, and that, in the end, they got so fucking hard you could snap them. We had to take them away. Yeah. People had been, like, jizzing on them.
Jeez, the fitting room was literally just an hourly.
It was when they did it on the mirrors, and like we had really big mirrors, and they would like took quite a while to clean. And you just think, fucking hell, mate, I've just cleaned these.
And at least say something when it happens, because you've got what, half a chance of getting it off.
Yeah, exactly. It's when it's dry. Forget it.
Got to get
the like bird poo.
It's like eggs. Have you ever tried to get dried eggs off of a window? I recently dropped a box of eggs on my kitchen floor and it was really sloppy.
It's horrible. You can't get it up, can you?
Well, just wait till wait till it's dried. It's like stronger than cement.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more chance of me dropping more eggs on the floor than any men ejaculating on it. So I'll let it dry.
Yeah.
Well, if you want the experience that we have,
I've got a special mixture. Eggs.
Could they not get rid of the changing room? I mean, would that not make...
But then women that aren't jizzing over everything miss out.
Well, yeah, if someone wants to try a bra on, they can't because we had to take them away because men were jizzing in them.
Men were jizzing in the bras?
in the changing rooms. Probably in the bras. They used to do it in the outfits and, you know, all that.
Do you miss it?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. And I didn't realise how miserable and sour and bitter that I was until I got made redundant. And I'm like, wow, it was all that. It was really? All that. I just thought that was me and my personality, but it wasn't. It was the shop.
What do you think about it? Why? Why do you think that made you so...
Was it just the people? Yeah, it was the worst of everyone.
It's seeing the depravity of life in your face every day when you're trying to do a very normal 9-to-5, earn a bit of money for my children, and you are ejaculating right next to me and vomiting in front of me when I'm just trying to do my job. I can imagine that is a very, I'm having a bath, you're having a shit next to me. I'm just trying to live my life, and I'm just trying to have a good little thing in my life. And you are literally shitting right.
Well, this is what
right
we used to say, like, mate, we just get paid minimum wage. You haven't got to do this to us. Do it somewhere else, in your own home, not here.
Yeah.
But every day it was something else, wasn't it? More than once a day.
But it made for an award-winning podcast.
Yes.
And a lot of fans. And now we're here. And this is going to be amazing.
It takes years of hard work to become an overnight success.
Yes. It does.
So that's why I'm lapping it all up now, because I've put the fucking hours in. 15 years I was there.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to talk about something other than sex?
I don't know anything else.
Else
that's
is
all
there.
We know.
And it's not depravity from what we just learned from our episode. It was very, very funny.
Interesting.
Well, this was the thing. I think originally I was like, I don't want to do it about sex because I'm a very private person and I don't like talking about my sex life. But I don't mind telling people like weird stories and just all the shit that's happened to me. But my current sex life, I just thought, no, I don't want to talk about that. If there was ever an occasion where someone
entered me.
So I was like, no, I don't want to do it, because then you get the pervy men and you get all of that comes with it as well, because we do have a few fans that are just weird,
but you get that anyway.
And we thought, well, what, you know, let's give other people a platform to talk about it, and let's do something good, and let's talk about sex from like everyone's point of view, even like people that don't have a platform, like your transgender people and like everyone, because everyone's into it, aren't they? And it matters to everyone, but not everyone is seen as being a sexual being. There's a woman that's got dwarfism that I follow on Instagram, and most men that she comes into contact with in like on dating sites are only into her for a fetish. She just wants to be loved and have a relationship like everybody else. But yet no one sees her that way.
Yeah, like they're doing her a favour.
Yeah.
You just think
like take what you what you can get, because you've got dwarfism, so you should just be grateful that someone wants to sleep with you. Right, and you just think she's a fucking human being.
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, we can flip it around and make it
something like, for everyone.
Yeah.
Have make you it approached funny. Her about that? Is that single mother? Is that her?
Yes.
Have you asked her to come on?
No.
You should hit her up.
Yeah, I'd be really interested to hear her point of view. Because I don't relate, but I kind of relate, because I get people with the red hair. They're like, oh, I love red hair. I'm not just red hair. What about if I dyed it? Would you still like me then? And then I get foot fetish men.
Because
I've got really pretty feet, I have to say. They are nice. I've got lovely little feet. And I get foot fetish men. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not just feet.
Yeah.
I'm not just feet, and I'm not just
feet and red hair, for God's sake.
I know.
Well, you hate it when they're saying that I'm a fetish.
Yeah,
it really upsets you. But it's the truth of the matter is I have been fetishized because I've been alternative for forever. And you do get a certain crowd, usually really straight-laced men, businessmen, who are like, I'll have a bit of trash. Yeah. So
you're not trash.
Oh, she is.
Oh, I'm trash. I'm quite happy being trash. Like,
you're absolutely not trash.
It's
treasure.
It's part of my persona now. But yeah, they sort of look at you and go, oh, I bet she's like really weird and kinky. And I just think, oh, you are in for a real disappointment here. Because let me tell you, it's missionary all the way.
Everyone's got little hidden like things underneath their look, though.
Yeah, I know. Well, they don't care what I'm like.
No,
or whatever.
We're all human beings, really, aren't we? At the end of the day,
I like toast and a cup of tea. I've got a pair of slippers. You know,
yeah.
I like watching a bit of Netflix. Like, we're all very, very normal.
We all just want to be loved. That's the thing, isn't it? We all just want to be loved, and sex is one of those things that people confuse with love.
Yeah.
They think if someone wants to have sex with them, that's love.
Yeah.
And they're just so desperate to like, oh, you want to sleep with me? Oh, okay, that validates me.
Yeah.
But it actually doesn't. It's like completely empty. And then you just got all these miserable people walking around.
That was me in my 20s.
Yeah, that was all of us.
You just so want that affection.
Yeah.
I was starved of affection. I just wanted someone to like put their arms around me. And I'm like, oh, this is so lovely, this warmth, this connection.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes they wouldn't even, it'd be like, I might as well not be here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, so disconnected, and you're left feeling so unsatisfied by the whole experience.
Yeah, because it doesn't fill the gap, does it?
Because you're going for the wrong men for the wrong reason.
Yeah,
and you're not being honest about what it is that you actually want. Like, I want connection. I don't want an orgasm.
Yeah,
so you're giving me one and not the other, and I'm still don't feel great.
But I didn't know that was available. Yeah. Like growing up in my teens, like I didn't know that you could be like loved by people as well as have sex. I thought sex was like this completely like, if you did it, you get it. If you had sex with people, then somewhere along the lines they'd fall in love with you and accept you, and then that would be that. And it was never, that was never the outcome of all of my sexual experiences. I didn't know that they weren't conducive to each other.
Yeah.
Like, it was so mad to me when it finally clicked that actually, you don't have to have sex with people to get that emotional connection. Very often, you don't.
Yeah.
Like, but it's always sold to you, isn't it? As like, well, at school, they're like, have sex with your husband or wife. And you just think, oh, okay, well, they're married. So that must be how it works.
Yeah.
But it's not. We were saying only this morning, weren't we, about someone we know who's sort of a few years younger than us, but she's very much hasn't got to that stage yet where she's realizing that no matter how many times she has sex with the same deadbeat person, they will never respect her or be nice to her.
Mm.
And you just want to shake them, don't you?
Yeah. It's the same thing again that I was saying earlier. It's like that, you know, you've got an experience or an imprint from young and you're trying to put a happy ending on it. So potentially with your friend, she's got a dad who's just never loved her.
Yeah.
And so she's picking these men who are emotionally unavailable. She's throwing the kitchen sink at it.
Yeah.
And they're never going to love her.
No.
And it's her that needs
to
work on herself.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's not necessarily the guy's fault always.
No.
Like, if you don't have those boundaries in place, people will walk all over you, whether it's a man, a woman, whoever, because you find yourself doing it to other people. If someone's going, oh, yeah, I'll do everything for you, you're like, oh, okay, thanks.
Mm. Yeah.
Do it. And it's, you need those boundaries in place. And as well, we've had men come forward and thank us for their experiences as well, because men are the same. Men just want to be loved as well, believe it or not. Yeah. yet they're always coming up against these women that will just lay down on the floor and let them walk over, and they think there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
I keep treating women like this and I don't want to. I don't want to be like that. It damages me. I want to be loved. I want this, that and the other. But no woman will say no to me.
But why does the women need to say no to them for them to stop treating them like that? Could they not just be?
They could. The way society is, sadly, men are victims of the patriarchy as much as women are, I think, because they have to play these parts as men to be accepted by the men that they're also scared of. So they have to treat women like that, so they can go down the path with them.
Out their own story, because they might have always got their own way, and so they're trying to put a happy ending on that. They're getting with a woman who's really soft, really nurturing, really loving, like Mum was, and I want her to tell me no. Yeah. I want her to say no. Yeah. Sort yourself out. Maybe they were brought up with no boundaries. Do whatever you want. They want someone to put it in place, but then this person just keeps falling over. So then they get angry. And I'm going to fuck with you more to make it. I'm going to find your boundary. Where's your fucking boundary? Where's your boundary?
Yeah.
And nope, she hasn't got it. And then they go, I'm so disappointed. She's hurt. He's hurt.
Yeah.
It's everyone's hurt. Yeah. It's not, but it's not, it's always, people will take accountability, but take accountability for yourselves.
Take accountability
for yourselves. If you keep entering into the same thing, and it's always the same thing, I keep, it's always, why me? Look at yourself, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you. Fix something in you. I've done it. I'm still doing it. It's the best advice I could give.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating because you want it to be somebody else. You want to blame your parents. You want to blame the men. You want to blame the women. You don't want it to be you, because then that means that you need to take responsibility.
Yeah.
100% you'll be grateful for it.
Well, that's what we were saying. Like, we've taken time out of having those relationships and have done an awful lot of work on ourselves, haven't we, to get to a point where we have boundaries. I never had any boundaries. I didn't know I was allowed to have boundaries.
I didn't.
I had no idea. And because no women in my lives had boundaries, no men in my lives had boundaries. So it was just, it was a real sort of learning curve, especially for me, to be like, oh, I don't like this. So I don't have to have it, actually. Mm. And if I keep doing the same things and expecting a different outcome, that is entirely me. Stop dating the same man with a different head.
It's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting a different result.
Yeah, exactly. So this sex with Charlie and Nina is for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. And I know we give men a hard time, which I think is fair. Because they deserve it. But it's for them as well, because they're desperately crying out for somebody to talk to. And you can talk to each other. Talk to each other. Talk to your partner. Talk to the person that needs to know the thing. Don't...
Yeah.
Hide away from it.
Yeah.
Or feel the shame and embarrassment that is just par for the course with everything like this.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one on telly who's standing there saying, this is what sex is like.
Yeah.
And this is what you do. There's an erect penis it goes into. You know, like this.
Yeah.
It's just not, that should be, really. It's like a shocking thought. But that is such a huge part of life. We're all here because of it.
Yeah.
And why is it not like on Blue Peter or whatever? Like, not, don't do it now, but when you're older. Why is it so shocking?
Well, kids are going to porn to find out how things work and what
we
they need to do to pleasure a woman.
Men, like shooting each other.
They think women love getting fucking strangled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like tortured, and they think
and
that is what we want.
And
it's just not.
And that they're really, really loud. I've never made as much noise as some of these women. Like, all that noise. But most people are in semi-detached houses. My lovely next-door neighbour with her kids doesn't want to hear me wailing and howling all day long. I mean, chance would be a fine
thing.
But yeah, it's really, it is strange because people are so interested in it. It needs to be more widely available.
Oh, yeah.
And people need to be invited to tell their story in a comfortable way.
Yeah.
Like, this is the truth about me. This is the truth about my sex life. This is how I felt about it. This is what I think about it. This is when I started having sex. Like, this is how it was for me then.
Yeah.
You know, I think virginity stories are huge because they're such a formative little moment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think that'd be a good one. You could ask people how they lost their virginity, because it's really, like, insightful, because teenagers can have come up to that point where, oh, so they weren't bent over a car in a car park. It's supposed to be, it can be like this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh,
definitely. I wonder how many people have got, like, a positive losing their virginity story.
I have.
Really?
Yeah, I have. And it's so funny because it's so not great. But... for me, it was a really positive thing. I won't bore you with it because you're...
Oh, why?
No, because it's Charlie and Nina's and I'm...
Oh, no, come on, I don't want to hear it. You can't say that.
Sorry. I'll do it really quick. But, so I was in love with my boyfriend. Aww. I was in love with him. I absolutely loved him to bits and he loved me. And we'd been together for quite a long time before we finally was like, okay, let's do it. And I was too drunk to get into the under 18s disco. And I was like, now's the time. And he was like, are you sure? Because you're absolutely smashing. I was like, no, I want to, because I'm a bit nervous about it. We went to his friend's house and there was other people in the room. They had no idea what was going on. They're all drunk and watching things and telly and chatting and smoking and doing whatever. And we went and did it. And we got it done, and then the next day we did it again properly sober, and I was like, well, I just wanted to get that out of the way. But it was so loving, And it was like fully my choice. I was like, no, wait. And I was like, no, do you know what? I really love you. And I want you to be like the first person that I sleep with, because I know how in love with you I am.
Yeah.
And so we, and there's just no regret. Even, and it's like, literally in some bloke's house when I was with everyone else around, when I was hammered drunk, but it's like a lovely, it could have been so much worse, but it's because I loved him.
Yeah.
It made such nice. A difference, and we stayed together and it was nice. So I did, I had a good one, all things
good
considered.
For you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Done. I was just thinking about mine, and that I'm not going to tell it because that is the polar opposite.
Oh, really?
Most people's yeah. are, and that's the shame of it all.
Yeah,
you know, it's such a huge vulnerable moment, you know, yeah. for a girl.
But I think it's about, it's just getting it done, and it, like I felt with me, it was just about way. Yeah. And after you've done it the first time, then yeah. it's all right to kind of...
Because it's like a fearful thing, yeah. isn't it?
I only did it because the guy that I wanted to be with wouldn't go out with me if I hadn't had sex with someone else. That's fucking terrible, isn't it?
That's appalling.
That's so sad.
That's appalling.
I know, I feel so sad for me.
I do. But what did he stand to gain from that? Like, what was
he
trying to say?
Well, just because I wasn't, like, experienced. And I just
Why
think,
would he,
like...
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. I feel like he was trying to say, oh, you're not... I reckon he was inexperienced. He was insecure. Oh, he's going, I won't sleep with you until you've slept with someone else. Now, by then, you'd probably be off of his hands, maybe yeah. with this person. So then he never had to perform. You fucking insecure
Yeah,
man.
Well, actually, I didn't even... after doing what I did... I was like traumatized. So it wasn't till many, many, many years later in my adult life, and I'd been waiting for this moment my whole life. Like, he'd had a long-term girlfriend, he'd split up with her, and he was just like, you know, the one I went to Turkey with, and he was just like an absolute fucking nightmare. Yeah. So I was like, now's the time. And I was like, yeah, I can't fucking wait. Horrible.
Oh,
the
no.
worst sex of my entire life, and I just was like, after all that.
See, no, he did that to you because of how he was feeling.
I know, but you should have got one in early when I didn't know anything about it. Yeah. Don't wait until I fucking know things.
Yeah, oh, honestly.
Jesus Christ,
what a mistake!
Oh. I know, yeah,
girl, there's something else in
there, something else.
That
Can
is the worst thing,
a teenage
though.
Girl saying to a bloke, no, you're a virgin. You need to go off and get some experience before you come near me. You're just like, oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. No, we are so impressionable when we're yeah. young. Mm-hmm. We're so easy to take advantage of, and we're so desperate for yep. someone
yeah.
to want us that we just put up with so much.
Yeah,
it's mental, isn't it? That's why I love since my 30s. I just love myself.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I am the best. I'd never go back to being 20 again.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'd love to look 20, but...
Yeah.
You do look 20. You
Thank
do.
You. Thank you.
But we all do.
Yeah. We all look 20.
Banging bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot. High up yeah. boobs.
Tight.
Yeah. Sexy.
But I mean, money-wise. Forgotten what podcast we were on. It's gone down. This is Mum and Mama.
Is sex important to you in a relationship?
Yeah.
Good sex.
Yeah, I mean, I made a rule a little while ago. I think I might have even said it on your podcast, actually, when we were on there before, that I'll only have sex with someone that respects me.
Yes, now. Yeah.
So
yeah,
they
yeah.
have to do the work and keep on doing the work.
Yeah.
And then I'll surprise them with, okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll have sex with you. Or I'll get drunk and have sex with
them.
Yeah. By accident.
Whatever comes
yeah.
first.
But yeah, no, that's so important to me now. That's
yeah.
so important. The first little sign of disrespect, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that. I'll just pick someone up. If I wanted to have sex and just sex, it's
yeah.
easy to pick someone up. But it's never good.
Yeah.
With someone now, I don't think, unless it's someone that you like.
Yeah, I mean, you might be surprised, but I think you might experience, brief experience, it was never that great. I think you need to know someone a bit more to have the best sex. Mind you, the
good sex that I did have, that was like, first off, that was just like amazing. But I do think that that's just
chemistry.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. But the, like, yeah, you can have good sex, but sex and intimacy together is like the best.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I want now.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I've got a thing for. That's my kink.
Yeah.
You pervert.
Yeah.
God, I've been
weird. A niche.
Yeah.
I'm not hooking up anymore because I just haven't got time for it. I don't know. I've had gynecological issues since last summer, and I don't know if it's that that has kind of put me off sex, or they've put me on the pill. I don't know if that's put me off sex, or I don't know if it's because I've got a really good vibrator now, so I don't actually miss it as much as I did. But now I feel like I want love. I don't just want to have a hookup with a guy that the sex is probably going to be shit.
I've literally never had a hookup in my entire life.
Really? Not even one?
No.
Yes, before I was kind of like, that's what I was up for, because I didn't really want to meet anyone. I didn't really have time.
Yeah.
But it was always, I never had bad experiences. They were always fine. I met some really nice people, some that I'm still friends with. But it was never amazing. And most of the time the sex probably wasn't really that good. Anyway, but it was, sometimes it was a bit exciting.
I mean, there's always time.
Well, yeah. I mean, the day's still young.
I'm very much yeah. considering lowering my Tinder dating age right down and ramping it up.
Yeah.
Mine was 18 to 99 plus. Yeah. I'm not even kidding you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I wanted everyone.
Yeah.
I wanted everyone. But I love, like, older guys. I know we were joking earlier about them being young, but I love older guys. Love them.
Yeah.
How really old? Really sexy. As old as what I can find. But, like, sexy
She's
old.
She's banned from every nursing home in the area.
You find her at local bus stops, bingo hall,
coffee mornings,
cemetery.
So if anyone has a granddad out there. Yeah.
Why not?
I was actually really attracted to a cartoon character this weekend.
Oh, don't get her started.
Oh, there you go.
Cartoon characters.
I thought you were all going to judge me, but yes. In Sing 2...
I've not seen it yet.
There's a character called Cal Calloway, and he is a lion, and he's like an old sort of gruff 60-something-year-old retired rock star kind of lion. I thought, he's peng.
Well, isn't that Bono?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, that is a boner killer, isn't it? So
it's a Bono killer. No, you can tell when he's singing, but when he's talking, you can't tell. So it didn't, until he sang... You wouldn't have even noticed, but yeah, because I keep watching on TikTok, there's Disney Smash or Pass, and it's really funny, and that's why it's coming to my head. Yeah. I'm not a freak, but yeah, like any Disney character, they're like, smash, pass, smash, and it's really funny on TikTok, but yeah, so I've been considering
Well, a lot of Disney the Disney, Disney characters are hot. I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mufasa. Fucking hell, mate.
Oh, that's what someone was saying. Yeah. Well, this but is even what Cal Calloway was like.
Even Scar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you love a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yes, about Triton from...
You're
giving me Cal Calloway vibes. If you watch it, you'll love it. You'll love it. Yeah. He's got his guitar and his leather jacket on and he's all brooding.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I probably fancy him. Yeah. I fancied him just you explaining him.
Yeah.
I'm there for the cartoon. Johnny Bravo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's sexy.
I want to see me comb my hair.
Yeah. No, the list is endless. I don't think
I've ever fancied a cartoon character.
Oh, come off it. Everyone had like a hard-on for the caramel bunny. You know, the Cadbury's caramel bunny?
Yeah.
It's really curvaceous and sexy. Yeah.
Oh, the woman?
Yeah. And everyone was like, yeah, mate. She's
like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like Space Jam as well. I know that Lola Bunny is not sexy anymore because you can't have strong, sexy women.
Yeah, that are capable of doing sports.
Yes, but the original Lola Bunny in the original Space Jam, men fucking loved her.
Yeah,
she was fit.
Yeah,
I don't know why they did that to her.
I don't know.
What about Sebastian from Little Mermaid?
The crab.
I like it when he goes, wind.
Yeah, you see her sitting there across the way. Yes. No, yes, I did, Sebastian.
I did like, Eric was all right. He's not my favourite prince, though. Prince Adam. Oh, but he's fitter as the Beast.
Yeah.
I like when he's Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like Aladdin.
He's cheeky and actually. Quite cute.
And the one out of Tangled.
Oh, the Smolder Man.
Smolder.
I can't remember his name, wasn't it? Like Flynn.
Yes. Oh, he's a bit full of himself with that smolder.
Yeah.
I need a wee now. I would.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It takes me so long to catch up. I'm glad I get
FOMO. Is sex important to you? I mean, I know it's like a funny question, but so to some of my friends, I don't really give a shit about sex. Sex is really important.
Yeah, I am really take it or leave it. Like, I don't think about it. I don't know. I could probably go for the rest of my life without having sex with someone. I honestly could, because I just I put it away in a box and I just don't think about it. So it's not really important to me. And I've had loads of relationships where I've had sexless relationships.
Yeah.
And that ended up being a problem because that was more of a rejection thing. It wasn't because if the mood takes you, you just think, oh yeah, we'll have sex then.
Yeah.
But you're not going to keep putting yourself out there for that sort of knockback and rejection from it. So I think probably I've become accustomed to it, really. So it's not that important. But since I've come off all contraception, because it was fucking with my head, it was I said to you, coming off of the injection and the pill and everything, honestly, I feel like a completely different woman. Done wonders for my mental health, wonders for how I feel about myself. It's just I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been on the pill since I was 14.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Well, it was very fashionable then. Mm. It's the 2000s.
Yeah.
And everyone's you've got a spot on your face, have some contraceptive.
Yeah.
And you just think, okay, right. So no questions asked. Yeah. I'm just I'm eating all this stuff up and I've been doing it forever and it always... It's still my responsibility to take care of my body. But there are other methods. You're just never told about these things. But since coming off of all of the chemical bits and bobs, I do feel more sexual, I suppose.
Yeah.
It was proper suppressing it, I think.
Yeah.
But still, I think having that long time of not really caring about it is just...
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be nice. It'd be nice to meet someone I fancied.
Are you active? Are you looking?
Well, no, as you well know, I was banned from Tinder.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I've not been...
I don't well know this. What did you do?
What didn't I do? I was prolific. No, I said to Amy that I was banned for sending unsolicited vagina pics to men just looking for love.
Oh, that's...
I wasn't. It was because I was boasting about our podcast.
Oh.
And they didn't like it. Yeah, I know. Well, they didn't like it, did they? They were what are you women talking about sex? Don't think so. Lifetime ban. And I messaged them and I was like, there are men with pictures of their gaping arsehole as their profile picture. Yeah.
I've not seen it. And you're picking me off.
I know.
Oh, have you not?
No,
have you
I'm not? Really not doing this right because I'm missing out on all the good stuff.
Oh, mate. There's
Have a little swipe while you're in Southend. Honestly. Honestly.
I just deleted all of them.
Oh, have you? Yeah. Oh, why? I'm
having a little break.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I flirted with the idea. I went on to Bumble and whatever the other one is. And I just can't find anyone I fancy enough to keep up the pretense of being interested.
Yes, yeah.
So.
Yeah, fancying is very much a physical. Face to face thing.
I know, and I just think maybe I'm old fashioned in dating that I want to go out and meet people in real life.
Yeah.
I can't have that connection over the internet. It just doesn't work for me, and I don't know whether it's our age because there are obviously young people now who've never known dating outside because they've been inside as they've got to the age where they're about to start dating. But yeah, for me, it's very much a real life interaction that. Hopefully we'll be able to start doing now that the world's opening up again.
Yeah, and a natural connection as well. It's not forced. Yeah. How nice would it be to meet someone just because you're doing the same thing that you both like and then letting it just happen.
Yeah.
Like, naturally, like, just go out for a drink as friends and not even think, oh, let's go out for a drink as friends and see where it goes. You just think, no, let's just go out for a drink as friends.
That's literally how I have to deal with dates. When I go out on a date, I think to myself, this is just me meeting a mate, because otherwise they get a different version of me. I kind of start, I just sort of go, ooh, and I just reduce a little bit. And I get a bit wary. If I think I was just going to be a mate, I'm like so relaxed.
Because
you can't go in with your guard up.
No.
No, and you have to be honest about who you are as well, because if they don't like you, that's their decision to date someone.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? If you're pretending and showing your best self and you're like, oh, yeah, I do this and this and this, and you are not like that, then that's not fair on them.
No. And I've said it quite a few times, like on other podcasts and stuff. Like, this is what I am, and this is what you get. And everyone loves it in the beginning. They're like, oh, she talks about sex, and she swears, and she's cool and whatever. And then the shine really starts to fucking wear off when you hate someone, doesn't it? So then they don't like that you're chatty or joking or, you know, funny and the things that they liked in the beginning. So it does wear very thin very quickly with people. They think they want this and then...
Yeah, but I think they want it, but they want it to themselves. That's the thing. You're like that. That's what I've found.
Yeah.
They love it and they love, oh, you've got such a great sense of humour, you're so funny or whatever, but then they don't want you being like that around other people.
Oh, yeah.
They want you, like, oh, no, that's my little shiny thing. I'll keep that to myself, thank you. And then they start getting really annoyed with you if you're out in public and you're, like, making people laugh.
Yeah.
And they're like, can you please stop saying things like that? And, like, try and make you feel, like, insecure. Yeah. So you're like, oh, okay, I didn't mean to upset you. And then it turns into a whole massive thing that spirals, and then suddenly you're not being yourself.
Yeah.
After you've been yourself.
Yeah.
And then you end up hating yourself, and then...
Yeah.
But that's, like, I love someone like you.
And I'm on the market still, Amy, so you can
being funny and making jokes, and if that's what you find attractive. I mean, I completely get what you mean, but it's funny, isn't it, how things that you can really find attractive in the first place.
I love someone who was funny, like, but sadly, we are the funniest people that I know.
But how nice would it be to have someone that everyone liked, that everyone was charmed by, and they're your girlfriend, they're your boyfriend, and you can just enjoy that.
That's a reflection on them, is that they're scared that they're going to lose you.
Yeah,
basically, because I don't think they're good enough.
They don't think they're good enough.
Sounds like it's coming from an insecure or narcissistic place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I mean, it's massive. Never the best specimens of men.
Yeah. But then that's all going to change, isn't it? Because if you two have had a bit of a break and time to sort of
Well, we know what we don't want, and that makes it probably even more dangerous for the men out there in the dating world.
And focus on what just you do want as well.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you're willing to accept and not accept. And when you're putting up boundaries, like initially people are just like, oh my God, I can't believe you're being like this with me. But you don't give boundaries to people you don't want in your life.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to keep them there and you're trying to go, well, this is as much as I'm willing to take. So you can meet me at this and everyone's like happy. But I think it's a new world of dating that we're stepping into, and I think it is new territory for men and women to meet people that do have those boundaries and are willing to go, oh, I don't really like that, or this is how I want to be treated.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's everyone's treading on eggshells a little bit, but it will get better, I think.
Yes, definitely. It's positive moves,
isn't
it?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think if it's rocky in the beginning and you can hash out what each other likes and don't like without breaking up all the time, I think they're the best relationships, because then you reach a point where you're like, you know each other's boundaries. And then you can just get on. But so many people, like, think, oh, God, we're arguing right at the beginning. We've only been together for a month and we're already having, like, massive arguments. And you think that's when you're supposed to have them, because you don't know each other.
Mm.
You don't know what each other wants and don't want. But instead of just taking a break from it and being like, I didn't like that, give me a bit of space, let's have a little think about it, people are like, no, this isn't working. This isn't working. We don't get on with each other. And then it ends.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be like that. You should have a rocky beginning, I think. Stick it out in the beginning, get to know each other's boundaries, then be happy forever.
And ever. Amen.
I know, yeah.
So, podcast, it's going to come out
28th of February, episode one. And then the one we're doing with you will come out the week after, which will be the 7th of March.
My sister's birthday.
Oh! Oh. Okay, little present.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Here's a torn arsehole for
you. Yeah. You didn't know you wanted this, but this is... When you said get me nothing, I meant not this.
Well, it's very exciting.
Yeah. We can't wait. We can't wait for people to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we think it's quite funny, don't we?
It's very good. Tune in, Sex with Charlie and Nina. Follow their Instagram as well.
Yes, and get their merch.
Yeah, and buy merch.
I really like.
So it's clothing.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah. You need to get a photo of them wearing their tops.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to for the gram, won't we?
Yeah. Because we can do photos now, can't we?
Oh, can't we take a selfie of the four of us now?
Yeah.
We'll do a selfie. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's so exciting. Yeah. I haven't done... I had one of the very first couple of podcasts we did with people. But then we went into lockdown very quickly after we started it. So everything's just been done on Zoom, really. So it's nice to actually be with people.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? We've only done we did the first season with Stu in like 2 days in the Pink Toothbrush. And then we went into lockdown like 2 months later, didn't we?
Yeah, and then never saw him again.
Yeah.
Is he even real? Was he a hologram? We don't know.
Who knows? Well, thank you so much. Good luck with it all.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
Us.
I can't wait to see the reaction.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hi. So, yes, that was the lovely Charla and Nina. So make sure you check out their first episode, which is out, and then the episode with me and Nikki on it, which is will be out on Friday, the something of March. Oh my God, it's March nearly. This year is absolutely flying. Anyway, I hope you're good. If this is the first time you've listened to my podcast, thank you very much. There are lots of other episodes. Please check them out. There, I also do something called the Epic Mum Chat with Nikki, who you just heard on the podcast. We're on YouTube. If you search Epic Mum Chat on YouTube, you'll see our videos where we talk about life and relationships and single parenting and sex. I talk about sex quite a lot, which is good. I think we should talk about sex more, baby. Anyway, I'm rambling. I hope you're good. Stay safe, stay sane. I know that the government have said corona doesn't exist anymore, but it does. My whole family bloody come down with it. It was my eldest daughter Lola's birthday, and I had my family here. And over the weekend, and on the Monday, Juno became poorly, and I did a test because I found out one of her classmates had it, and she was positive. And then my niece, who was staying here, also did a test because she started feeling dodgy, and she had it as well, both from separate places. But yeah, so then everyone basically got it who was here, including my mother, who's managed to avoid it until now. But they're okay, thank goodness. Everyone's kind of coming out the other side, and we haven't had any nasty incident, so I'm very grateful for that. But yeah, so just look after yourselves. Try and keep your head out of the news too much. If I were you, I think that's probably a good, well, that's the way I deal with it. I just ignore it, which I know probably isn't the best thing to do, but I just don't pay too much attention to news or social media. Listen to podcasts, listen to people talk about nice things or educational things. That's my advice for the day. But big love to you. Stay safe. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.